Do You Baogan?
¡Qué calor! ¡Y qué aburrimiento! Llevo todo el día tirado en el sofá. Se me está cayendo la casa encima.
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Eres de los que cuando van a nadar dicen swim en vez de swim? Apúntate este verano a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende, y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Date prisa. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 2 hours to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. What it takes. Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. No name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy Spanish name, Alberto.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
It's a show with no name.
That's right, folks, that's right. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho, Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, it's Nacho Macho Man in the house, folks. And good morning to you all. Happy Monday morning to you. Wow, I don't know about you guys, but I am in a zombie state, estado zombie. Pronúncialo conmigo en inglés. Zombie, zombie, zombie. Great song by the Cranberries, by the way. And I'm like a zombie. Now, why? Because I have a hangover? Nope. No tengo resaca. No. Well, si cuentas de comida, una resaca de comida, sí. Okay, all right. Maybe a bit of a food hangover. Right. But I actually slept more hours this weekend than I've slept in the last year. So they say it's a good thing. Dicen que está bien dormir mucho, pero estoy atontado. I am telling you, I feel like I've taken painkillers, analgésicos o algo, because I'm just like, But hey, it's a good feeling. I hope you guys are relaxed, or at least half. Cuidado, la L ahí no la pronunciamos. Half, no half. Half as relaxed as I am, then we're going to have a great show, because we're una forma de decir relajado en los Estados Unidos decimos, I'm really chilled. I'm really chilled out. And I think it was because this weekend, for the first time in a long time, I wasn't working. I didn't have to be anywhere. I was literally, I was at my mother-in-law's. Dilo conmigo, porque no es mother-in-love. Oigo mucha gente decirlo así. My mother-in-law's. Right? Si quieres referirte a los dos, mis suegros, you'd say my in-laws. No hay que decir parents-in-law. So I was at my mother-in-law's this weekend, and my biggest goal was barbecuing, napping, siestas, right? Napping. And I did some sport. I ran 10K. So really nice weekend where I didn't have to do anything. And in fact, I was supposed to go to the Mad Cool Festival. And, by the way, very tragic news at the Mad Cool Festival. An aerial performer, choreographer, dancer named Pedro fell, plummeted, es la palabra que usaríamos, como plomos, listen to it, plummeted to his death at the Mad Cool Festival. But that's not why I didn't go, because I didn't know about that on Thursday. But on Thursday, I was so exhausted. I was so exhausted from, just was such a busy year. As many of you know, it's been such a busy year. And, this weekend, you know, the last thing I felt like doing, and I love Foo Fighters and I love Green Day, but the last thing I felt like doing was getting wet, hanging out, with thousands of people. And, so we sold our tickets last minute. It was very spur of the moment. Apúntate esta, eh? Spur of the moment. Now, spur is espuela, si no me equivoco. Spur, you guys know from the San Antonio Spurs, if you follow the NBA, if you follow basketball. And spur of the moment means literally, de improviso, por impulso, porque sí. Right. And I was at Danny and Flo, the TV show I do on Thursday, and there were torrential rains after this. There was flooding, inundaciones, and I looked at my wife and said, honey, do you really want to go to this festival? And she said, not really. I mean, yeah, yes and no. Like, you know, of course, if we go, we're going to have a great time. But I'm shot. Shot es otra forma de decir cansado. Knackered, muy británico. I'm shot. I'm pooped. No, si te cuesta el tired, no lo digas de otra forma. I'm beat. I'm spent. ¿Quieres más? Right? Beat, spent es gastado. Desgastado. I'm spent. Right? Piensa dinero. Spent. So, yeah, guys, but, so I really needed some R&R. Ya sabes cuánto nos encantan nuestros acrónimos. Some rest and relaxation. And that's exactly what I got this weekend. So, great to be back. Como siempre, it's always a pleasure to be here with you guys on a Monday, on a Tuesday. I don't care what day of the week it is. And I trust and hope that you guys had a wonderful weekend as well. Now, some of you, I imagine, are on holiday. Is that true? Some of you are on vacation or on holiday. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. It's a perfect time to listen to Vaughn Radio, to read some Vaughn materials. Read my book, if you don't have it yet, English on the Go. Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. Those of you who have it, you got it. Lo habéis pillado, which is great. And those of you who don't have it, what the hell are you waiting for? You can get it at Baugan Tienda, at Amazon, wherever fine books are sold. And guys, speaking of holidays, and that's the perfect book for holidays, but I want to remind you guys that we've got an active, not question on the app, porque a veces digo, we have got an active contest right now. It is in force, en vigor is in force. And guess what, guys? It's going on, sería más nativo decir. The contest is still going on, ¿no? Sigue yendo, sigue. And if you guys have not participated, I want to urge you to do that ASAP. Because this Wednesday, what is the 13th? Déjame ver el calendario. I'm really bad with this stuff if I'm not looking at it. The 13th, guys, that's this coming Thursday, is the last day to participate in this contest. Now, pay attention if you haven't participated yet, because I'm going to tell you everything you have to do. Those of you who have participated, you've done a great job. It's going to be really difficult. Va a ser muy difícil, eh? It's going to be really hard to choose a winner. But the winner of this contest will get a trip for two, airfare for two to Jamaica. That's right, guys. So, but is it worth participating? You can bet your ass. Mas no te cuesta nada. It's free. You can participate for free. Now, what do you have to do? Now, here's the thing. If you do any of this wrong, you can't win. So this is where you really want to pay attention, okay? So if you haven't done this, do it now. If you've done it already, bear with me. Un poco de paciencia. Lo repaso rapidito. Okay, so step one, go to Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, you can't participate. It's a Twitter contest. Follow Vaughn underscore radio and be the travel brand. No, that's our partners in this venture. So follow us both on Twitter, Vaughn underscore radio, and be the travel brand. Then you have to retweet Vaughn's pinned tweet, Vaughn Radio's pinned tweet. O sea, hay un tweet fijado de Vaughan Radio. De hecho, es la que estoy leyendo ahora mismo, the one I'm reading right now. So you have to retweet that tweet and then tell us why you love traveling. I want to know in the most creative, fun way possible why you love traveling. Okay? Now you have to use one of the two hashtags or else we will not see it. Okay? All this stuff is important, especially if you guys want to win. And I know you guys, who doesn't want to win a trip to Jamaica? Nacho, you don't want to win? Of course you want to win. You can't though, I think. Creo que tú no puedes ganar. You know? I mean, it would be awesome. So guys, good luck. Mucha suerte. I know that you guys are creative. You know, márcate, as you say, márcate algo chulo, you know? Whatever. You can write a song. You can write a poem. You can draw a picture. I've seen some videos, all kinds of things. So the hashtag, one or the other. Usa uno el otro, porque si no ocupa mucho sitio. Pero aceptamos los dos, porque hubo un poco de confusión. Okay? Usa este, es el corto. Vaughn Experience. Now, experience escrito a la americana, a la inglesa, pero sin la E delante, la E del principio. Empezando con X, experience, ¿no? Vaughn Experience or English on the Go Experience. Experience escrito igual. And good luck, guys. I hope one of you, well, one of you is definitely going to win. You and a lucky friend, in fact, are going to win a trip to Jamaica. Good luck. And as I said, those of you who have participated, what an amazing job you've done so far, right? An amazing job. It's not going to be easy at all. Fácil no va a ser. Not at all, my amigos. But I know you guys can handle it. Sé que podéis. All right, Nacho, let's go over to the app. What I want to do is I want to challenge these guys. This is an expression we looked at last week. Now, remember, the challenges we look at on the app are challenges, are reviews, son repasos, right? And you should know them if you're a regular listener. It just proves to me that you guys are paying attention in class. All right, so I want you to fill in the blank. It's full steam. Nos falta una preposición. We're missing a preposition. And if you notice in these different challenges, sometimes it's a preposition, sometimes it's a noun, sometimes it's a verb. So, you know, what I'm trying to see is if you recognize it with just a word missing. You know, because if I put in Spanish, ajo y, you know, tú sabes la pro. Entonces quiero que sepas eso en inglés con las expresiones. Donde vieres, donde fueres, haz lo que. Pues claro, lo sabes. Pues lo que quiero que lo sabes en inglés también, nuestras expresiones. Okay, so full steam, que os lo enseñé el otro día, que también se puede decir full speed, que significa a todo gas, ¿no? 110%. So if you guys want to participate in that section, and I don't see any reason not to, you should go over to the app now and download it. Descárgatelo. All right, guys, we're going to have a little listening exercise right now to get started as well. Hey, we've got to double up because I know you guys can multitask. Now, this is on Twitter, pero Nacho, mi Twitter era arroba IM Nacho Carvajal.
No. Tuiteanos, IM Alberto Alonso, IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, this is your show with Alberto Alonso, and folks, as always, como siempre, we're here having a great time on this Monday morning with smiles on our faces, happy to be alive. I hope you guys are happy to be alive, too, and if you're not, well, sing, canta un poco. It always works. You'll always feel better after you sing a little bit. Dancing, you know, all this kind of stuff, make riding a bike, these simple things, guys, sometimes we forget that happiness doesn't come from possessions and a nice car. Well, sure, it can help, but really it comes from enjoying these little moments, these simple pleasures in life, right? Estos momentos, estos placeres sencillos, right? These simple pleasures that make life great. The smell of flowers or rosemary, no, el olor a romero por el campo. I mean, that is a beautiful thing. And it can bring you back to your childhood, right? We all know how strong smells are, los olores, el olfato, right? If you smell a perfume that an ex-girlfriend or a teacher of yours wore, well, it's going to bring you back to 1985, my amigos. But like that, in 1 second. Right? All right. So here we go, folks. It's our listening exercise. I'm going to say 6 words for you guys. Now, these words all have something in common and they're a bit tricky. All right. But I think you guys can handle it. Right? I think you guys can handle it. All right. So here we go, my amigos. The first word is laugh. Tough. Rough, plow, though, cough. Ouch, no? Vaya palabras. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to give you these words again. So don't worry if you didn't get them. Remember, we've got a question on the app that you guys can play along right now. I see all of my amigos out there in the digital realm, el reino digital. What's up, buddies? Great to see you all this morning here, learning English and having a good time with us. All right, guys, these are tough ones. I told you all these words have something in common over here, the words I've just given you. But don't worry, I'm going to give you these words again. Seems like nobody's gotten them the first time around. Oh, these were difficult over here, I see, Nacho, because I'm seeing some suffering. Not some suffering, but I don't see any. Usually you guys are fast with this. And I think most of these are one-syllable words. All right. Guys, remember, even if you get one, it's better than none. Here we go again. Laugh. Tough. Rough. Plow, though, cough.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Pasajeros con destino New York JFK. Antes de subir al avión, asegúrense de que su inglés está a un nivel suficiente para disfrutar bien de las vacaciones. Que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un Impact de Vaughan. Un curso intensivo de verdad que te permite mejorar tu inglés en tan solo una semana. 12 horas en las que ganarás en agilidad, vocabulario, pronunciación y manejo del idioma. Es la oportunidad que estabas esperando para dar un impulso a tu inglés y alcanzar ese nivel que quieres para recorrer el mundo, mejorar en tu trabajo y disfrutar de un idioma que te abrirá todas las puertas. Apúntate ahora en el 911335833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan? Se acerca el final del curso y llega el momento de hacer balance. ¿Qué tal tus hijos con el inglés?
No te preocupes si necesitan reforzarlo y darle un buen impulso. En Vaughan te lo ponemos fácil. Con nuestros cursos Impact Junior no tendrán que pasarse todo el verano con los libros. En una semana y con un método divertido mejorarán su nivel. Nuestros profesores sacarán lo mejor de ellos en un ambiente divertido y rodeado de amigos. Apúntales ahora antes de que sea demasiado tarde. Llama al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
That's right, amigos. That's right. We are having a great time on this Monday morning. Yeah, it doesn't have to sound horrible. Monday morning, folks. And, well, what a beautiful day it is. Vaya día. I'm pretty excited, because, well, this is, it's going to be an amazing week. It's going to be a great week. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah, I can feel it. Can you guys feel it? It's going to be an amazing week. Now, I want to tell you guys this, though. You know, I like to be straight up with you. Honestos contigo. Friday, I won't be here. This coming Friday. Creo que tenemos una que grabé ya, ¿no? Nacho, ¿qué va a ser? No sé, no. Don't quote me on that, como decimos en inglés. No me lo pongas ahí como en cita, como cita mía, right? But the thing is, I've got a wedding. A German wedding. Oh, boy. Are you ready? Nacho, I'm going to come back like a balloon because of all the beer. I'm going to be bloated. La palabra bloated. Hinchado, right? Bloated. Yeah, German wedding. Any of you guys ever been to a German wedding? Well, she's from Boadilla. The bride is from Boadilla. She's my wife's, one of my wife's best friends. And the guy's from Germany. He's from Frankfurt, Germany. Really nice guy. El tío está enamorado de España. Bueno, todos los alemanes, ¿no? I think the Germans love Spain in general. So this guy, oh man, he every time he comes to Spain, no tienes que ver la cara del chaval, cómo lo disfruta. He loves it. And so we're going there for their wedding. We'll be there just for the weekend. So Friday, I will not be here live. I'll be in Germany, probably drinking at 11 a.m. No, eso es lo que se hace ahí a las 11 de la mañana. La jarra. Nacho dice, bueno, when in Rome. Hablando de donde fue, donde fuck. Siempre lo digo al revés. Man, when in Rome, when in Germany, drink like the Germans. So, my wife already told me, she goes, la cuestión es no si vamos a poner kilos, if we're going to put on some weight. She said, the question is how much. No si vamos a poner kilos, pero la cuestión es cuántos kilos. So, looking forward to that, but, I will not be here live on Friday. Either way, though, now that we've got roaming, Nacho, you know, we got free roaming now. In Europe, well, free. Ya les valía. We can roam around. We can roam around the world. We can roam around Europe now. So I'll be doing some videos and shit. Estaré ahí. I'll bring you guys to Germany with me. In fact, if you want to come to Germany with me, make sure you're following me on social media, Twitter, as you know, Facebook, Instagram. You can also check out everything, including videos, at my website, albertoalonso.com. All right, great to see you all out there on Twitter this morning, speaking of social media. And let's see what's going on, folks. The first word here in today's listening exercise. Now, what did they all have in common? Let's take a look at this. What did they all have in common? All of these words end with U-G-H. U-G-H. All of these words end with U-G-H. Yeah, but none of them sound like H. So pay attention. These are tough words. De hecho, acabo de decir la segunda palabra. The first word is laugh. Now, this is such a common word, but you'll be surprised how many people say lauch or lauch. Laugh. Say it with me. Laugh. Laugh. Right? L-A-U-G-H. Laugh. L-O-L. Laugh out loud. L-M-A-O. Laugh my ass off. Laugh. Say it with me. It's no laughing matter. No es algo de que bromear. A lot of people say this very, very common verb and noun, right? They say it wrong. So he's always laughing. You have to laugh sometimes. Laugh. Okay? No lauch, ni lausch, ni nada de eso. All right, the second one is tough, que te acabo de usar en una frase. Te he dicho que usamos esto más que difficult, mil veces más que difficult. Hard, tough, o la tercera, rough. Tough and rough, same thing. Oh, you think you're tough? You think you're rough? Duro. No? Pero también it was a really rough exam. It was a really rough year for me. A really tough year. Sinónimos. Okay? So again, there we are with that UGH sounding like an F. Laugh. Tough. Rough. Right? All three of those words end with UGH but sound like F. So say them with me. Laugh. Tough. Vamos a ponerlos en contexto. It's you have to laugh every day. Ahí lo tienes. Perfecto. Tienes que reírte un poco todos. You have to laugh a little. A little. Fíjate los americanos, la T. Ahí es una D. You have to laugh a little every day. The next one. Oh, man. You guys think English is tough? ¿Tú crees que inglés es difícil? You think English is tough? Try writing in Chinese. That must be very rough. Rough. Okay? Now the next word, P-L-O-U-G-H. Otra vez con ese G-H. Okay? Plow. All right? Now, plow. What is a plow? This is an interesting one here because this is a word that is spelt differently in the United States than in Britain. Now, the word plow, P-L-O-U-G-H, right, is a thing that moves snow. Mueve nieve. Quita nieves, I think you call it. So that would be a snow plow. Now, in the States, we spell this word P-L-O-W, right? P-L-O-W, but the real spelling is P-L-O-U-G-H. Bueno, it's not the real. It's USA. It's U.S., versus UK, right? And in the States, this was very common, snow plows. We had them everywheres. Everywheres, no es una palabra. No va con ese. We had them everywhere because I grew up in the mountains and it would snow. There were blizzards, right? These vendavales de tormentas de nieve, these blizzards. And, well, the snow plows would come and plow the streets so that they wouldn't have to cancel school. Okay, so the British spelling is O P L O U G H. The American P L O W. Okay? Pero otra vez, acaba con GH si lo has puesto como el británico. The next word, though. Now this is funny because si le añades una T es thought, pensamiento. Pero si le quitas la T no es thought, it's though. Y lo usamos siempre, aunque, though, although. If you don't use this word, you have to. We use it all the time. In Spanish, too. I'm going to go, although, right? Though I'm hungry, aunque, though. And the last word is cough. Cough, que vuelve a este sonido de F al final. So the words were laugh, reírse, tough and rough, duro. Plow, though, and cough. O sea, que a veces es o, o au, y a veces es f. Qué raro es el inglés. It's a tough language, I know. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around!
Radio Madrid 100. 101.4 FM.
Pues yo este verano me voy a un sitio genial, al lado de la playa y con todo incluido.
Pues yo voy a un sitio en plena naturaleza y con nivel de inglés incluido.
¿Cómo? ¿Nivel de inglés incluido?
Sí, me voy a Vaughan Town, una manera diferente de aprovechar las vacaciones. Una inmersión de 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante, en un enclave único. Una manera genial de desconectar de todo y conectar con tu inglés.
Este verano apúntate a Vaughan Town. 6 días de inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Do you Vaughan?
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Excuse me. No, márchate, márchate.
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez.
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que no sea hablar inglés con nativos. Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Is the show.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
That's right. Macho it's Nacho Man. Macho Man in the house, folks. And what a great day we are having here. I'm always happy to be here, even on a Monday. See, también los lunes. I mean, of course, Friday's always a little easier. But I'll tell you something. On Fridays, I'm usually a lot more exhausted than on Mondays, right? Now, this Monday, I'm exhausted, I'm spent, I'm pooped, because I'm very relaxed, because I overslept. I slept too much, I think. But hey, my body was begging me, rogándome, oye tú, you know, draw the shades, cierra las persianas, the shades, nosotros lo llamamos las sombras. Draw the shades and don't set your alarm. No pongas. Remember, we don't say don't put your alarm. We say don't set your alarm. Guys, I just want to remind you, we've got an active challenge on our app. If you want to participate, just go over there and fill in the blank. It's full steam. Nos falta una preposición ahí. Right now, we've got about 200 participants, and 82% of you have gotten it right. Let's see if we can hit 85. We're going to keep it going a little bit longer and see if you guys can hit 85. I think you guys can do it. I believe in you. Nacho does too. We think you can beat 85, which is, well, even 82 is amazing. 70s, amazing. All right. Well, folks, that said, let's keep moving along. I'd like to take a look at today's news report. So, Nacho, let's get this show on the road.
Report on the show with no name.
The show with no name.
All right, my amigos, today's news report is called, well, it's actually a double trouble. Let's see if you guys can understand it the first time around. If you throw up, we're going to throw down. Does that make any sense to you, that sentence? If, now again, we're playing with phrasal verbs here with double meanings. That word throw has a lot of meanings, by the way. You know, depending on what preposition you use with it. Because we don't just throw balls, lanzar pelotas, but we throw a party, right? We throw things away or out, a la basura. So this is a very, very common word, the word throw, and all its variations in English. So you need to know it. Throw, through, thrown, right? That's the conjugation of this very common verb. So do you get it? Lopiastes, if you throw up, we're going to throw down. This literally means if you vomit, si vomitas, vamos a pelear tú y yo. All right? So to throw up, vomitar. You can also say to vomit, right? It's probably the more scientific term, right? To vomit, to throw up. A very American way to toss your cookies, tirar tus galletas. Yeah, it's another way to say to throw up. But throw up is pretty common. It's probably one of the most common ways to say it. So if you throw up, si tú vomitas, we're going to throw down. And I guess I can imagine where the throw down comes from. I'm thinking of like ice hockey. This could be totally wrong, but it makes sense to some extent. When there's a fight in ice hockey, they take off their gloves and they throw them down. Los tiran al suelo. Y empiezan a darse puñetazos. They start to punch each other in the face without the gloves on. So, hey, if you've seen ice hockey games, then you can associate it. Si vomitas, vamos a tenerla tú y yo. We're going to throw down. To throw down. All right? Well, a California TV reporter is getting very famous these days. In fact, she's gone viral, but she's not too happy about why she's the talk of the town. She's not, you know, everybody wants to be talked about, especially if you're in that industry, you know, in the news. Oh, they're talking about your report. Great job. But, her claim to fame was she got puked on. Otra forma de decir vomitar, to puke. And she got puked on. She got thrown up on when she was doing a live report. So, yeah, everybody's saying her name. Everybody's watching her report, but in disgust, you know, thinking, this is freaking gross. Qué asco. And you guys can see the video on the internet. If you look for Wendy Birch, Birch, B-U-R-C-H, reporter Wendy Birch, she was doing a report for KTLA-TV in California, and she was at an event, the Iron Man, the Drinking Iron Man, which is weird. It's an Iron Man competition where the participants do the Iron Man challenge, and then after they chug beer. Now, chug, escucha, chug, 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 chug beer, right? To chug es tomarlo rápido. So you always, if you've seen these American movies, these high school movies, these university movies, they're like, chug, 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 chug. No sabes las veces que oí ese cántico, that chant, when I was at university. Chug, 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 chug. Lo malo es algunos siguen así. Some of my friends are still like that. Chug it, man, chug. C-H-U-G, chug. And so the idea here is to kind of counterbalance, right, all the good you've done for your body and get wasted. So you do the Iron Man, which is physically, a challenging, mentally and physically challenging race. And then after, you chug beer. And so Wendy Birch, reporter Wendy Birch, was on location in situ. She was on location. Esto es cuando no estás grabando en el plató. You're on location, we say. En ubicación, right? For those of you who work in this industry. So she was working on location at this Iron Man drinking contest, Iron Man / drinking contest, right? And, she was talking about how people were really, really drunk, and she was interviewing a guy, and she kind of avoided a drunk competitor who was throwing up. There was a woman off to the side who was throwing up, and she go, ooh, ooh. And so she tried to avoid that woman. And she goes, I'm going to talk to this guy because he seems to be able to hold his liquor better. Hold his liquor es que tiene más aguante, right? She didn't. So she said, all right, well, I'll talk to this guy. So what happened was they're in the middle of the interview. She's asking him a couple questions. What do you think about this event? You know, before you know it, projectile vomit flies through the air and covers the reporter and the person being interviewed. And as I said, the video's on the internet. I will tell you this, it is not for the faint of heart. When I watched it this morning, I was like, oh man, that's the worst thing. And some people say that he was asking for it. Now, vosotros decís, lo estás buscando. Nosotros decimos, lo estás pidiendo. Right. So some people say that not the journalist. She was just doing her job. She was just covering the event. In the end, she was the one who was covered. ¿Viste mi chistecillo ahí? Covered in vomit. Eso sin querer, eh? That one came out there. And all right. So if I say that he had it coming, no, lo tenía ganado. He had it coming. The guy that was being interviewed, it was because he had a bullseye on his back. Right. Somebody painted a bullseye, which is una diana, a bullseye. Nosotros decimos ojo de toro. And there was a bullseye painted on this guy's back that said, puke here, vomita aquí. Yeah, I know. In my country, we're really, really mature with this stuff. And guys, I'm not talking about college kids, chicos de universitarios aquí. I'm talking about grown adults. And, in that one video, it was like 30 seconds, you see two people puking. Well, only two people being puked on, but then two separate people puking. And, pretty disgusting. you can see the video if you can stomach it. Now, to stomach is si lo puedes aguantar, ¿no? Nosotros usamos el verbo to stomach, aguantar algo, tragar algo. It's not for the faint of heart, as I said. And, the good thing, if there is a good thing, if there is a silver lining to this cloud, no, every cloud has its silver lining, which is another expression like we looked at last week. I think you would say the same, right? Every cloud has its silver lining. Is, a ver si me sale, lo aprendí la semana pasada, no hay mal que por bien no venga. Toma. Every cloud, otra forma de decirlo, no me acuerdo el que os enseñé la semana pasada. Well, there's another way, every cloud has its silver lining. So, the good thing, this girl's gone viral. You know, everybody knows this reporter now. The bad thing, she was covered in puke, cubierta en vómitos. So, hey, I guess that's, you know, a lot of people see, you know, these reporters who are around and, you know, they're covering different events around town. And it seems like fun. but you're going to have to cover some things that are not as fun. You know, my friend Roberto, who's a reporter, you know, you got to go to a slaughterhouse and see if you have matanza. And you got to go, sometimes you go to the zoo and you've got to hold a snake and you don't like snakes. So being a reporter who's on location, who's on the go, moviéndose, right? I guess there's some glamorous parts. You know, you get to go to concerts and festivals and all that stuff. But I imagine there are some parts, too, where you're like, oh, man, really? Because I don't want to talk about the way it smelled. It must have smelled there. And maybe the second person who puked was a reaction to the smell of the first person's puke. I don't know. But I don't want to think about it too much more. Guillermo says, oh, come on. She just receives a little bit of puke. Laugh my ass off. I think a little bit is enough. Es lo suficiente, al menos para mí. Born to Iron Man says, what? Are you crazy? Do the Iron Man and then chug beers? Hey, in my country, that's what we do. We're crazy like that. You know, I can't understand it. I do know this after my first, no, and my second, after both of my races, mis carreras que he hecho, I had some beers. I didn't get wasted. No me pillé un pedo. I didn't get wasted, but I did have a couple beers after the race, right? But this sounds like it's a little bit too much for me. Only in the United States, folks. Only in the United States. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along over here. Let's take a look. I'm thinking we can take a look at a section where we like to learn with music. You know it, folks. It's today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. All right, folks, this is where we learn some English with music. And, I love music. I don't, not a day goes by where you won't find me with my headphones on or my, speaker blaring. Blaring es a todo gas, todo lo que da. All right. Well, folks, it's time for today's Name That Lyric. This is a classic song. Gotta say, I love this one over here. And, all right. I think it's easy. If you know the answer, folks, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. I'll give you the song lyric in Spanish. You tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Here we go. Cuando vi a mi cari andando con otro hombre hoy, dos veces, cuando le preguntaba qué pasaba, esto es lo que le oí decir. Hasta luego, Lucas. Chao, pescao. Hasta luego, Lucas. Chao, pescao. No sabes que estás en medio ya. No sabes que me cortas el rollo o las alas. Toma. Expresiones totalmente nativas en ambos idiomas aquí, entonces. Nacho, tú has mirado cuando dije, chao, pescao. ¿Qué? Pues es igual. Es la misma idea aquí. All right, guys. So, if you know it, you can tell us on Twitter, right? Cuando vi a mi cari andando con otro hombre hoy, dos veces. Cuando le preguntaba qué pasaba, esto es lo que le oí decir. Hasta luego, Lucas. Chao, pescao. Hasta luego, Lucas. Chao, pescao. No sabes que estás en medio ya. No sabes que me cortas el rollo o las alas.
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Hola, guapa. ¿Puedo invitarte a algo?
Sí, claro. Un margarita y otro para Julia.
¿Julia?
Sí, Julia, mi profesora Vaughan. Le gusta con mucha hierbabuena.
Este año, llévate de vacaciones a tus profesores Vaughan preferidos. Aprovecha el verano para mejorar tu nivel de inglés con el método online Vaughan. Flexible, adaptado a tus horarios, con los contenidos que nos han hecho famosos y, por supuesto, con nuestros profesores únicos. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Será Nueva York o tal vez Sevilla? A lo mejor es Reykjavik. Sigue las pistas que Alberto te irá diciendo a lo largo del programa y averigua de qué ciudad se trata. Y si eres de los que no puedes parar, continúa viajando con English on the Go, el nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. A la venta en tiendas Vaughan, delegaciones o en la sección de tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
That's right, folks. That's right. As always, having a great time here on the show with No Name, my amigos. And, well, let's see. We're looking at today's Name That Lyric. And Jester, te has inventado un poco el apellido ahí. But all right, no problem. I get you. All right. Well, folks, our winners, Jester and Angel Fernandez. Also, I didn't get to tell you guys, too, our winners before for our listening exercise, our top three, Jester, Angel Fernandez, and Ana Cano Gómez. I see a pattern. Veo un patrón aquí con estos. All right, well, guys, excellent job. Now, the song is called See You Later, Alligator. See you later, alligator. And as I translated that as Hasta luego, Lucas. See you later, alligator. Right? It's like a funny way to say, or Ciao, pescao. And the second one is In a While, Crocodile. In a While, Crocodile. And when this song came out, this is Bill Haley in the Comets. The same guys who did, I wanna rock around the clock tonight when the clock strikes 12. Right? This is a classic, perhaps one of the first commercial rock and roll songs. And, well, this was, reflecting the vocabulary, this rhyming vocabulary that was happening back then. People used to say, get on the bus, Gus. What's the story, Morning Glory? You know, these rhymey things. Not Cockney rhyming slang. Esto es lo británico. That's something else. But we had our own little, you know, rhyming thing going on at that time. You know, what's the story, Morning Glory? It's my pleasure, treasure. Un placer, tesoro. You know, so it was very popular. This kind of, everybody thought they were cute. They thought they were funny, you know, because they were rhyming. And it's corny. It's cheesy. Hey, sometimes we say it, see you later, alligator, you know, como en plan, bromita. You say it here, ciao, pescao, you know. Now, if you say it all the time that way, people are going to think you have a problem. But if, you should know the corny ways to say it. You can say it with kids, you know. So the song says, when I saw my baby walking with another man today. Muy mal. ¿Ves? Empezamos mal. Vi a mi chica andando con otro hombre hoy. So, see, a lot of these songs that you hear, you're like, ah, qué contentos, qué felicidad. Nope. I mean, this guy's talking about seeing his lady with another man. When I saw my baby walking with another man today, when I asked her, what's the matter? Right? What's the matter? Right? Es una forma de decir, ¿qué ocurre? ¿Qué pasa? What's the matter? Right? What's the matter? I don't know, man. I'm upset. What's the matter? We say it all the time, right? When I asked her, what's the matter? Cuando le pregunto, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué ocurre? This is what I heard her say. Cuidado con esta heard, right? It's hear, heard, heard. And this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. Hasta luego, Lucas. Ciao, pescao. In a while, crocodile. Don't you know you're in my way now? ¿No sabes que estás en medio? You're in my way now. So, esto es lo que le dijo la chica, ¿no? Según él, esto es lo que le oí decir. So she's broken his heart, right? And don't you know you're in my way now? ¿No sabes que ahora estás en medio? Right? Don't you know you're in my way now? Cuidado con esta. On the way, de camino. In the way, en medio. No es igual. Right? If you're on the way, I'll see you in a little bit. If you're in the way, I'm going to ask you to move. Right? Very, very different. That one letter there. Right? So make sure you know the difference between these two. All right. Don't you know you're in my way now? Don't you know you cramp my style? Me encanta esta. I was trying to figure it out. Averiguarlo, descifrarlo con mi mujer y decir, to cramp someone's style. A veces yo le explico, you know, I explain the context and then she says, ah, eso es como esto, right? So, now, to cramp someone's style es cortarle el rollo, cortarle las alas. No sé si estás de acuerdo, Nacho. Entonces, tu madre te dice, oye, te llevas a tu hermanito pequeño al cine con, me da igual que vas con una chica y tú, Mom, he's gonna cramp my style. ¿No? Como me va a quitar de mi estilo. He's gonna, y yo creo que es cortar el rollo, cortar las alas, no. A ver, mamá, cortar el rollo, no. He's gonna cramp my style. Los padres son pros en esto, en Facebook. Cramp your style. Right? Tú vas de, hey, yeah, I'm cool. Y tu madre, me acuerdo cuando te cagaste encima. That cramps your style. ¿Me lo explico? So, lo decimos mucho a los teenagers. Mom, don't cramp my style. Usually, you know, relatives, familiares are the ones who cramp our style. Little brothers, cousins, you know, brothers and sisters, they cramp our style. Sometimes I think parents do it on purpose. No, ya ves cómo le voy a cortar el rollo aquí. I'm going to cramp his style. Hey. You know, they were kids once too. All right, so there you go, guys. It's Bill Haley in the comments. Classic song. It's got that rhyming talk over there, that see you later, alligator. Now, in New York, sometimes we say now, see you later, skater. No, esa es otra que decimos. Later, skater. Right? O sea, estos cambian también. Seguimos rimando. That's the thing. We still love to rhyme. Right? All right. Well, my amigos, that said, we've got to keep moving along. I think we can head over to our app. Que tenemos una pregunta por la aplicación. We've got a question on our app right now. And let's see, Nacho. We've got 250 participants, which is great. That means that a lot of people are here learning English with us on this Monday morning, whether they're working, whether they're on holiday, whatever they're doing, they are doing English as they do that. And well, folks, I'm impressed here, Nacho. Now, we didn't hit 85. No dimos con el 85. But guess what? 83%. 83% of the listeners got it right. And this was a tough one, porque esta preposición no lo usáis mucho, yo creo, en general. But the correct answer was full steam ahead, right? Or full speed ahead, right? Valen las dos, pero la palabra que faltaba era esta preposición, ahead, adelante. Y steam es vapor. ¿Cómo iban los motores antes? Full steam or full speed ahead, a todo gas. And guys, it's 11:30, so guess what? We've got another hour, and we've got to go full speed ahead, baby. So strap on your seatbelts. We've still got another hour still to come. Guys, we're heading to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Otra vez me ha suspendido el inglés. Este niño, ay, ya no sé lo que hacer. Dice que el inglés del colegio es un rollo, que se aburre y que no le gusta, por lo importante que es el inglés.
¿Sabes lo que le pasa a tu hijo? Que le gusta el inglés, pero todavía no lo sabe.
Este verano van a descubrirlo. Apúntalos a nuestro curso intensivo para niños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años, donde pasarán 4 horas al día durante toda una semana haciendo ejercicios divertidísimos. Descúbrele su pasión por el inglés. Infórmate en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Pasajeros con destino New York JFK, antes de subir al avión, asegúrense de que su inglés está a un nivel suficiente para disfrutar bien de las vacaciones. Que luego pasa lo que pasa y no tienen confianza ni para pedir un bocadillo o preguntar cómo se va al Madison Square Garden.
Este año, antes de irte de vacaciones, hazte un impact de Vaughan, un curso intensivo.